Illicit drugs in hospitals puts us at a breaking point. I am honestly starting to believe the theories that adversaries who wish to facilitate the downfall of North America are doing so by influencing the crumbling of society from within. There are so many times I want to write in about one mind-boggling policy or another but don't. However, hearing about the permissibility of drug addicts and their visitors to bring drugs and weapons into the hospital environment is the last straw. How dare our policymakers put the general public at risk? Offering compassion and understanding for those who are addicted should not trump public safety and comfort, particularly when they are at their most vulnerable when requiring hospital care, nor should those who have dedicated their lives to help by working in the health profession be exposed to such risks. And what about those with respiratory ailments? Do you have any idea how harmful any type of smoke is to their well-being? I am so disappointed with what has become of Victoria as it devolves into a drug-addled gong show. If you enable, you perpetuate the problem, as has been evident with the rise in blatant drug use and associated crime. I can't take my children into town without seeing at least one person shooting up or in the throes of a high, but now I need to be concerned that this exposure could come while dealing with a medical emergency or ailment. We are at a breaking point. Common sense clearly shows that we need to stop this madness before it reaches the point of no return. Do something. Leanne Bates. Victoria. Victoria misses the mark with its planning survey. 3. Victoria's planning survey misses design opportunities. Commentary, April 9. Whatever Jean Miller contends, the question has never been about whether we want development or not. The question is, what kind of development do we want for our city? This question deserves discussion of height, density, setbacks, green space and, yes, design. All these determine what our city will look like and how they will impact the well-being of our residents. To make the best decision for all, the city needs to hear from all its residents and residents have the right to be heard. The city's survey does not do that. Anyone who tries to complete it can see that it presents two options, and two options only. There are other options that meet the requirements of provincial legislation, but the city does not want to hear about any, let alone tell us about them. Also disturbing is the survey's one city, one plan, which takes a one-size-fits-all approach. It does not acknowledge the existence of neighborhoods, each with its own unique attributes and needs. It does not recognize existing levels of density in a neighborhood and the impact of proposed increases. It excludes any mention of heritage preservation or conversion. It also links to maps that appear to propose new village boundaries with no prior consultation or justification. As previous writers have pointed out, this is a flawed instrument that will not yield credible or reliable results that are vital to any OCP development process. Residents of Victoria deserve so much better than this. Barbara Marshall, Victoria, Doug Hudlin's name should grace a field. I was very glad to read that Doug Hudlin will have a short street named after him, although the legal name will remain Higgins Street. Hudlin was a role model, a mentor and a friend, to thousands of young baseball players and their families for more than 40 years. Surely there is some lonely little league field out there just begging to be named, or renamed, Doug Hudlin Memorial Field. Such a gesture would be far more appropriate and far more meaningful to honor a true legend of Victoria sports. Russ Ball, Sonich. 6 years without a doctor, and now a new list. In January I visited my MLA's office to ask a simple question. Am I still on a list to be assigned to a family doctor? The months have passed and I have received no reply to my query, even after two follow-up emails to her assistant, whom I was assured would be looking after my request. I was just about to send a third follow-up request when I read Health Minister Adrian Dix's announcement of yet another registry. I have been on one list or another for 6 years and, as a disabled senior, the difficulty in accessing medical care is a challenge, even if I only require an appointment or two through the year. Let's hope that this new list will get me a doctor at some point. Having no response, not even an acknowledgement of my request for almost 3 months and waiting 6 years to have a family doctor makes me wonder. What are the other political parties offering to solve this mess? Robert Newton. Victoria. A shame she died before I could meet her. Had I met Helen Sandberg Smith Weaver, I'm pretty sure I'd have liked her. The photo that accompanied her April 13 obituary shows her to have been a bright spirit. This is confirmed by the obit's opening line, "Our Helen cast away her earthly bonds April 1 for a forever dance party beyond." Sounds like fun. Patrick Wolf. Victoria. Send us your letters. Email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201 to 655 Tai Road, Victoria, BCV 9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published.